Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Adam Crawley. I'm a research epidemiologist with the SCOLE Global Threats Fund. We're a small foundation in San Francisco. I work with our pandemics team on building global capacity for rapid outbreak detection. Today, I'm going to be talking about a process that we've been developing with a number of partners over the last couple of years called an EpiHack. An EpiHack is essentially a gathering of collaborators, in this case from epidemiology, software development, and government, to build new tools for disease surveillance. We usually bring folks together in the form of two or three up to 6 day workshops. They're intense collaborative efforts where we have participants work together to rapidly prototype new tools and systems for disease surveillance. And we use these opportunities not only to build these tools, but to build connections among participants. To date, we've hosted 8 EpiHacks across 5 different continents. As you can see, they've really been clustered in Southeast Asia, in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar. We've hosted others in Tanzania, Brazil, and Albania. The focus of my talk today is about the EpiHack that we hosted last year in September in Minneapolis. And that event was focused on ILI surveillance and specifically the Flu Near You crowdsourced reporting tool that we support in collaboration with HealthMap at Boston Children's Hospital. So we wanted to take an EpiHack approach with Flu Near You because it's a tool we've been working on and we'd like to see it leveraged for public health surveillance. But in order to identify the best use cases for a tool like that and a new novel data source, we want to have buy-in and collaboration with the public health community and ultimately have that tool be driven by public health as opposed to being directed by our organization. And so when we think about integrating novel disease surveillance data into public health, Google Flu Trends always comes to mind. And while Google Flu Trends was an innovative and often very helpful tool, we felt that they certainly had some missteps in how the tool was managed. Obviously, there were initial results that showed a lot of promise, but very quickly we saw that it overestimated ILI in certain seasons, and we got the media pile-on of Flu Near You, or excuse me, Google Flu Trends was not worth people's time, and ultimately Google decided to close it down. Fortunately, they are providing that data feed to CDC and some collaborators at Columbia and Boston Children's Hospital, and so we're excited to see what they can do with that and hopefully have a little bit more of an open methodology. So with our EpiHack in Minneapolis, we wanted to make sure that we convened an array of partners to look at Flu Near You data. We were really opening it up for the first time to collaborators over this past year. We brought representatives from CDC, state and local health departments, from different research groups at Harvard and Virginia Tech, groups like DataKind and Athena Health and others that you see mentioned here. I also wanted to take a quick moment to recognize my co-author, Dr. Sam Scarpino, who couldn't be here. Previously, he worked with the Santa Fe Institute and is now at the University of Vermont, but he was one of our lead facilitators for this. And anyone who knows Sam knows that he's a really sharp mind when it comes to implementing novel data sources into applied surveillance. And so we wanted to use the opportunity to have this EpiHack to really work with people on developing analytic code and think through, you know, what are the best use cases and how would you use Flu Near You data being crowdsourced directly from public reporting for disease surveillance. And so over a 2 day period, we worked through both large group discussions and small breakout sessions, and we developed analytic code in SAS and R for importing, managing, and analyzing Flu Near You data. We basically revised and updated the data dictionary for the tool. We developed some basic materials about what Flu Near You is good for. You know, what are the strengths and limitations of the data source so that people could have those conversations with public health leadership in their organizations. We did some work in R-Shiny to create some different visualization platforms. I see Eric Bakota from Houston in the back. He did a lot of that. And we also had some discussions about exploring different analytic methodologies. You know, a crowdsourced tool like Flu Near You is a convenience sample, so a lot of the traditional, analytic methods we may use in other data sources don't really apply. And so what denominator should we be using? What are the biases for these systems? It was an opportunity to have open discussion and really work through some of these questions. And so we were ultimately really pleased with the outcome of the event. We had a number of health departments begin making use of the public health dashboard that we had developed, which is basically an online tool where health agencies can log in to leverage Flu Near You data. And we're looking forward to continuing to collaborate with the public health community in this coming year. We're working with CSTE and NACHO on some continued efforts, and we're excited to see where that goes. More broadly speaking, with our EpiHack process, we are working with other partners to really develop this online training platform at elearning.epihack.org for folks who are interested in becoming organizers or facilitators like events like these. And if anyone has any follow-up questions or would like to get in touch, my time is up. Feel free to shoot me an email. Thanks.